The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Boxing Nick Pete here from the Fight Disciples. Morning to you, Nick.
Morning, sir.
It's an exciting week because at Bramall Lane this weekend, we've got a brilliant, brilliant card. On the undercard, we see Arman making his pro debut. You've got him on the Fight Disciples tomorrow night as well. I'm sure he's extremely excited about it. Anthony Fowler. Morning, Anthony.
Morning, mate. Nice to be on. You're okay?
Thank you very much indeed. It's a big week for you, isn't it? It feels like it must have taken ages in your sort of fighting career to get to this point.
Mate, we're talking 15 years for this moment, so it's been a long time coming, but I'm fully prepared now, so roll on, Tati.
Nick, you've tracked him all the way along. How good's Anthony?
He's sensational. It's an absolute pleasure to cover his career. And we've always said about Anthony Fowler in this city as well, as you know, one of the most decorated amateur fighters Team GB has ever had. And yet we've always said he's got a style that suits the pro game, that golden gloves, loves to throw heavy hooks, heavy-handed, loves moving forward. You know, they don't call him the machine for nothing. The pro ranks are made for Anthony Fowler, and I'm expecting massive things Saturday, but it's just the beginning.
No pressure on you, Anthony.
I've had pressure my whole life, so I'm used to. I've been boxing ringing now for it since I was 13. So I've had 13 years internationals, and there's always pressure representing your country, so... Just amazing, just another day at the office, and when I go in the ring, I walk the ring with a smile, like I always do. My body, I'll be nice and loose and relaxed, and listen to me coach, Dave Caldwell, for all the tactics, and get the job done, like I always do.
Another day at the office, so it doesn't feel any different. It doesn't feel like you've made sort of a significant step.
Yeah, of course it does, but at the end of the day, like I always say to my friends and my girlfriend, a ring's a ring, it doesn't matter if it's in Bramall Lane or it's in a little tiny place in Kazakhstan, like... At the end of the day, there's a lad in the opposite corner, and myself, and the best man will win in the day, and that's simple as that.
Now, we were talking before about what weight you're fighting at, because you were saying, Nick, what have you got it down at there?
Well, it's down, the official record is down at middleweight, but I was under the impression that he was going to campaign at light middle.
Yeah, well, I am doing light middle. Middleweight limit is 160, I'm weighing in 159, just to let people know that I can make light middle, which is, I'm still weighing 5 pounds over the limit, but... At the end of the day, it's not a championship fight, so
yeah.
I'm on an easy way in. I've been in middleweight for years, so I'm just taking aim one step at a time, and I'm going to weigh in 159, and then eventually I'll bring it down for a title fight at 154, and at light middle, I will be a force.
Have you done light middle in the gym yet, Ant? Have you done like a test weight to get yourself down there?
I was 159 last week. I was 159 last Friday, so I've made the weight a week early.
Yeah.
So if I was doing 154, this week it'd still be a possibility. But that just shows me that I can do it, and like I do think I will be a force at that weight. Like I'm probably one of the biggest in the world at that weight, to be honest.
Yeah. Are we close to an opponent, yeah?
Yeah. Well, they used to give me a name, but it's not really confirmed just yet. So I don't really want to say in case it's not him. But
yeah,
I think today, tomorrow or the day after, the opponent will be confirmed.
Is that fine by you that it's been left to this point to actually find out your opponent?
Yeah, well, I'm used to boxing internationally, and you don't really know who you're fighting the day before you fight them. So I'm ready for all-stars. I've seen all-stars around the world. I've boxed Russians, Cubans, Ukrainians, Kazakhstan. I've seen every style on the planet that is. So whatever kid that I've got, I'll quickly adapt and suss them out.
I take it you're in the gym. There's someone behind you doing some heavy pounding at the moment, Anthony.
That's Josh Whale. He's a spar, isn't he? Gavin McDonald. I'm always in the gym.
Brilliant.
It's a massive week for Sheffield, isn't it? I take it you're just camped out all week in Sheffield. Are you sort of soaking it up and being involved in the press conferences and the weighing and everything?
Yeah, well, to be honest, mate, it's been pretty quiet. Like I'm obviously down. I live in Rotherham now in a hotel, so through the week I'm isolated on my own. I go to the gym at 11, I leave at 1:30, then I'm back in the gym at 4:30, then overnight I'm just in the flat on my own. So I'm just locking myself away from everyone else, all the distractions, and I'm just focused. I get home and I watch my spars, I watch pro boxers that you've told me to watch, and I'm just trying to learn my craft the hard way and do it the hard way. But I could have went pro in Liverpool and it'd been a lot easier for me, but I chose to like isolate myself out of the way and just live the life that I need to live to be champion.
And you said that you've loved being with Dave Caldwell as well. What can fight fans from the city that have followed your career, what can we look forward to on Saturday that might be the new and improved Anthony Fowler?
At the moment, what we've been working, me and Dave is just keeping me range, using me length of my arms. I used to always like half leave me face. I used to land one to take one back kind of thing, because I knew the one I landed would be harder than theirs, so I wasn't really bothered about taking a shot back, whereas now I've been working on hitting and not being hit back and hitting and moving and countering and basically using me God-given gifts, me free range. My jab's so long and powerful, and I've always neglected it trying to land the big shots, like you said before, but I want to come out Saturday. I want to make the lad miss a lot more than what I have done in the past, and when he does miss, I'm going to punish him.
So this is on Sky Sports box office, so we should be able to catch every one of those fights at the weekend. So Anthony's going to get his... you're going to be on the box as well, which is great, isn't it, Anthony?
Yeah, definitely. It's the big occasion, the happier I am. Like, this is like probably the second biggest show of the year after the Joshua and the debut, and that's special for me. And I'm just going to take it all Mr. Ab, because one day I want to be headlining these bills, so I'm just going to keep an eye out for Brooke and Spence out there, look themselves, and hopefully one day it'll be me.
Steve Hoddesall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.